New York State remains the epicenter of the American coronavirus crisis, with the total death toll now past 1,900. 1,000 of those have been in New York City, where there are horrific reports of bodies being loaded onto morgue trucks outside overwhelmed hospitals. One Australian who chose to return to New York 3 weeks ago is photographer James Hartley. He spoke to Annie Haswell from his New York apartment.
It feels a bit scary being an Australian here, I think, you know, with no unemployment benefits and a pretty shot healthcare system. It feels a bit scary, but, you know, I've made it my home here. And so to do the quarantine from my own apartment, it feels a lot more homely to do it, even though it looks like an absolute, pardon the language, shit show here. It's from what I see and, you know, the small interactions I have when I'm out, people are taking it very seriously and being very like polite and courteous about space and distance and hopefully getting ahead of it before it gets any worse.
And what about places like Central Park? Are they still open? Are people still out exercising?
I'm definitely seeing people out exercising. I myself, I try and get like a run or a walk in a day. I haven't been up to Central Park. I've kind of only really been into Manhattan a couple of times.
How does it feel being there? Because it must be amazing to see New York with nobody around.
There's definitely, I had a moment yesterday. I rode to get some groceries and I had my little backpack on. It was like a really gloomy day and it definitely felt dystopian, like an empty movie set, you know. It's pretty weird. It's Manhattan is empty.
Particularly when Manhattan's always been the choice of dystopian movies too. It's almost like the city most expect to see empty.
Like some I Am Legend style visuals. It was all like cloudy and gloomy. It was pretty weird. You might see people in the park and it kind of looks and feels normal, but everyone's like very spread out and just, as I said, doing the bare essential outside before they go back inside.
So why do you think New York has been hit so bad?
New York is definitely a landing spot for most of Europe. It's kind of the first port you'd land at, you know, like the old times, but you know, as an airport, a lot of people come in through there. I think the other thing that's kind of hard to avoid is you just don't have personal space here. You know, like we live in an apartment and we've got two apartments above us and we don't have a backyard. So for most people, they don't have a backyard and they don't have a car. So if you want to do anything, you're kind of going to have to be out on the street or on public transport or in an Uber or a taxi. So it's kind of hard to, I guess, isolate yourself.
What's the feeling about leadership in the USA?
The general consensus here and from most places is people aren't really dealing with it and handling it. I mean, it's pretty easy to point a finger at Trump. I mean, he's kind of avoids responsibility. But I think what's happened is this has actually been trickling over in a lot of places. It just feels like whatever's going on here is going to happen in Australia a week or two later. I've had a lot of friends and a lot of family and people call because, you know, what's going on here is pretty... it's pretty real, and I think people metaphorically and in this time is like often look to New York for like what's happening and how things take lead. And I can definitely say that what's happening here can very easily happen in a lot of other places. Obviously, we live on top of each other here, but if people don't actually like take this seriously, it's going to get worse. It's been hard because friends are cool up in there. They're like, oh, how is it? You know, it seems weird. Oh, and, you know, people are just going about their business normally, you know, like going for surfs. And I'm like, this is going to, it's the same virus. It spreads the same way. It doesn't matter geographically where you are. If you're still being around other people, you're still susceptible to getting it or spreading it if you don't know you have it. So, like, the best thing everyone can actually do right now is literally minimize their going out and just actually staying home, taking it seriously so we can all get over this and, you know, hopefully get back to some level of normality.
Australian photographer James Hartley speaking there to The Wire's Annie Haswell from his New York apartment.